Know this, that when you think you're doing little, you're doing a lot. Do not judge your authority by the things, the feelings of the flesh, nor judge your authority by any high time that you've ever enjoyed in me. For know this, that I am coming in the days ahead with a such like that you have not yet seen. And in this great seasons of refreshing, great seasons of refreshing, but know this, that on every level, that is contended for, I have poured out and given to you my authority, that when you speak my word and speak my name in the most mundane situations with no feeling behind it, as if to say, this is going through, this is happening. Know this, that just the stand alone is more than enough for me to come and lift you up above your situation, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. For many, as he fought on the line of the finances, but know this, that oh, the reservoir is fat and flourishing. What is holding these things back? It's not your enemy, for I have given you authority. But take great delight. And when you speak, and it feels as if your words have rolled back on top of you, take the great delight in knowing that you are penetrating those realms of darkness that are taunting and saying, we will not bow our knee to these things that you say. But when you say them, believe me, and it shall come to pass, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not wait for the revival alone to enjoy this kind of faith, saith the Lord. For this kind of blatant, on the word kind of faith will change things before there's ever a major outpouring. For know this, that people that passed before you in days that were recorded in history, they stood sometimes alone without what you are contending for and affectionately call an outpouring, where things will be much easier in that day. But know this, that before that, any one of you that touches me in that place on the blatancy of my word, know this, that the dead will be raised on your behalf. The blind will see on your behalf. For I'm not waiting at a point in time for that which I promised. For any time anyone at any point touches me on the basis of my word, I will perform that which I have said, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. And do not think these things to be, oh, you say, but these are for those that are walking in a secret place. Yea, yes, many of these things will appear and escalate for those who move in. But know this, for those who stand on the blatancy of my word, the reward of my word is this, that I will come and perform it. Even many times before the character is in place by which you think these things must come to pass. Because I am a God that loves to perform for my people, and I love to rescue. Have I not said that I will reign upon the just and the unjust. That I will cause blessings upon the thankful and blessings upon the unthankful. For surely anyone who believes me at any given time for anything can receive anything that I have promised out of my word. So do not wait for a time in the future, for that time is coming, but do not shortchange yourself, for now in every single day I have a miracle for those who believe, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. For the enemy has often cheated you when you were closer than what you thought. Because he reasoned with you on this line and said, those that you respect have not had this kind of miracle. No, this have I not said. I am no respecter of persons. For surely the fact may be that in some places they walk beyond you, but that does not stop me from coming to you on any line that you believe me for and rewarding you above even places that they've received if you stand and relentlessly call those things that be not as though they were, saith the Spirit of grace.